Blog Talk Radio.
This sick from Steel World Records. You know we tuned in with King Sean and Boo Thang on Soda Pop Radio. You know what it is. You know what it is.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda. Pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Real niggas in this bitch, underdog. Big Chief, Dallas, Maybach Music.
Y'all know who it is. It's Silly on the track, boy.
I'm in all black, I'm Nino. 25 racks, you can get the kilo.
Kilo.
Big boy shit, we don't play though.
Play though.
Got 100 coming in from Laredo. Hooked up with Birdman, he say your son, daddy.
Son,
I got that old. It's coming in from Cali.
What?
My brother riding with me and he got a couple drums.
Couple
shot the Vegas and I blew about 100 buns.
Woo.
Got a bad bitch with me, I don't mean Trina.
Mean
Make a lemon shotgun in my black Beamer. Done Chief be the name, niggas know me.
Know me.
100 pounds up, dawg, that was the old me. Got a couple joints left, so it's all good.
All
we bust
good.
Them all down, then we beat the whole hood. Boys say I fell off, no, I just chilled. Cheap and rosé, ho, that's a cool meal.
I got that OG,
OG.
He called him Nate, dog.
Nate,
I got a fat Mac, put an 8-ball. Quarter meal, street money in the safe, dog.
I got that OG,
OG.
He called him Nate, dog.
I got that OG,
OG.
He called him Nate, dog.
I'm by my cake, dawg. Talking 9-piece, straight 8-ball. Long money house, black panorama. Get it for the love. Back in Alabama, look at me ballin', I put this city on my back. Told the bitches they could ride, bought the bricks all cash.
Yeah.
100 for the watch, another 40 for the ring.
Woo.
Fuckin' with Chief, he buy as many you could bring. So salute a real nigga when you see him. Did I mention that I got the chickens in the Beamer?
Yeah.
Snatchin' all my niggas out the motherfuckin'
check.
Now we hustle out of condo, diamonds on our fuckin' neck. Split it 50-50, niggas keeping it 100. Talking real money, get a million every month.
Huh.
So I'm rolling up, talking about that Nate dog.
Yeah.
And I break them down all the way to 8-balls. It's the ball.
I got that OG,
OG
called him Nate dog.
Nate
I got
dog.
A Fat Mac, but it ain't 8-balls. Quarter meal street money in the safe dog.
They say I'm on now.
On
feel
now.
Like I won the lotto.
Lotto.
I got 20 racks.
What?
Might blow it on the motto.
Motto.
I'm on my A game.
A
you can see that.
See
I got two bananas. So haters kill back.
Stop.
I had about 20 cars.
20 cars.
And 11 keys.
11
you boys blame the other 9 came from overseas.
Woo.
We got street money.
Street money.
And we blow it fast.
Blow it fast.
They ain't lying. It's about 50 in that Louis bag.
Damn.
I'm from the dirty south.
Dirty
like
south.
8-ball. OG call, rest in peace, Nate dog.
Flash.
Pull the whips out and let the top back.
Top
he
back.
Won't jam, and I'm talking about my Fat Mac.
Woo.
I lace my Gucci shoes up, I'm under street lights.
Street
made 30 and I blew it in the same night. Boy said I fell off, no, I just chilled. Cheap and rose, ho, that's a cool meal.
I got that OG,
OG
call him Nate dog.
Nate.
I got a Fat Mac, but it ain't 8-ball. Quarter meal street money in the safe, y'all. I got that OG,
oh, we call him Nate dog.
I got that OG,
oh, we call him Nate dog.
I got a Fat Mac, but it ain't 8-ball. Quarter meal street money in the safe, y'all. I got that OG,
oh, we call him Nate dog.
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio, right here with a pop. It is See Me Shine Saturday. You tuned in to
See Me Shine Saturdays on Soda Pop Radio, and I am your host, King Shine, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, and I'm in the building with my co-host, Miss Who?
Miss LaChandra, a.k.a. Boothang.
Yada. What's going down with you, Miss Boothang?
Man, you know, just sipping on a little something, feeling myself.
No, you're in the like building killing yourself, huh? Yeah, that's what's up. Definitely
maybe
that.
Maybe we might step out later or something, you know, after we do our thing here. So
yeah, it's going down tonight, huh? It's going down tonight. E-40 and them is in the building right now, you know what I'm saying? He down here in the soda right now to get it in.
Yeah, that's what's up. What's going on
with
you, though, buddy?
Oh, man, you know me. I'm chilling, you know, doing the damn thing. I ain't for to step out and do nothing, man. I'm for just stay in the studio, get things together, and worry about trying to make some money, you know what I'm saying? A hustler don't sleep, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to figure out how to get this bread. Got mouth to feed.
Man,
you know what I mean? It is what it is. Definitely that. It is Saturday. See Me Shine Saturday. So y'all already know what today is geared towards. It is geared towards our local artists, and we're going to put them out there, you know what I'm saying? Help them try to break a song. That's what we do around here at Soda Pop Radio. We trying to break records. That's what we do. Yeah.
We trying to see you shine, baby.
We trying to see you shine. That's all we trying to do is see you shine. Because it's Soda Pop Radio, and we're going to let you shine. Oh, and I got to give out on Thursday, February 28th, you know it's going down at the Elixir.
Yes.
It will be Ed Dot Madison's and Skip Grand's B-Day Bash. That will be Thursday, February 28th at the Elixir. It's going to go down. $5
left. Okay, so which one of them did we have on the show last night? Which one of them did we call and he was sick or something? Which one was that?
That was Ed Dot Madison.
Okay.
That's what we call it. Yeah. S. Dot Madison, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Hopefully he's getting better because, you know, he got to rock the mic on Thursday.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we could get Skip Brands to call in sometime this week or something, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Skip Brands too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
right.
It's Soda Pop Radio, ready to pop, yada da me. And we finna get into some of this local good music, you know what I'm saying, that we get into, y'all know what I'm saying? And I'm finna get into my guy and I right now with How Will I Know?
Okay.
Fuck about a crackhead junkie. I'm in the street in the rental for 50 a week. You see my feet, I'm killing them. Give me a sheet. But when it's time, folks, how will I know? And where will I go whenever my eyes close? At times, I think, what will Muhammad do? What was the law thinking when they shot Amadou? Why these fools making decisions that's not logical? People getting hit in the head for a half a cock or two. Only God knows, so lift up your cardos. You can slow down even though it's a long road. I'm in the stronghold, looking for the long dough. People let go, ask what you hang on for. I had no choice, it was like I was trying to scream, I ain't had no voice. But when the law comes from me. Which one of y'all come from me? But when the law comes from me.
I know you won't hurt me.
I see it all in you. I'll probably see it again. I know people that stay real ain't leaving the pen. I know people that can't get rid of their demons within. But hopefully things that I speak give you a reason to win. I'm scheming on them, but prepare for the 360
Jersey, come around.
Come around.
I'll give you a piece of the underground. But don't nobody stay underground. Fuck around and they talk and give you the run around.
Will I get more Nestle or will the floor rest me? Will the Lord get me or will the Lord bless me?
I don't know, but I ain't looking for a sign. People say they know the future, but I'm thinking that they lying. I'm up for the divine, but these fools thicker than swine. They trying and trying, they just crying and whine.
Cry,
damn. I'm stopping their search, protecting my lifeline at the top of my perch, and I'm still here.
When the law comes from, it comes from. Which one of y'all comes from, it comes from. But when the law comes from, it comes from.
bottom, Patron in my cup by the DJ booth. I seen a girl dressed in all black, I'm a player, so I gotta step up. Spitting game ain't nothing, nothing. See them gold diggers in the back, but I show them no love. Man, this girl ain't fronting, stunting. Trying to get her back to the cut, yeah, you know what's up. Sonny, what's your name? Can I buy you a drink? Are you here all alone? I got money in the bank, you can ride with me. I can make you feel good, you can tell your friends to keep an eye on me. Anytime, any place, baby girl, I will do whatever it takes for us to chill. She told me shut up, and took me to the dance floor and start to back it up like it, like that. And you know the deal, boy, you gotta act, girl, boy, how you feel? Yeah, get it like that, that. Bring the thing back with a body like that. Make a player wanna snap, baby, get it like that, that. And you know the deal, boy, you gotta act, girl, boy, how you feel? Yeah, get it like that, that. Bring the thing back with a body like that. Make a player wanna snap, baby, get it like that. Shawty, what your name is? Yeah, you got the ice cream, I can tell you what your flavor is. Body is a maze, go for days, you can be my drug, yeah, you can be my drug, let me go and get them paid, hey, but, I'ma be the key to your locker, yeah, you a bad girl, I could be a capper, you look like you could be a pop lock dropper, I ain't talking about cars when my whip game proper, I'm a freak, little mama, a beast, little mama, turn you on every time I go to speak, little mama, had no fear, good to rain, man, here, get you wet, every time I go to whisper in your ear, run my fingers through your head, oh, blowing on your neck, girl, you can ride me since I'm flies in the jet, girl, drinks on me, as long as you can back it up on me, put you up on it like that, that, and you know the deal, you ain't gotta act, girl, boy, how you feel, yeah, get it like that, that, bring the thing back with a body like that, make a player wanna snap, baby, get it like that, that, and you know the deal, you ain't gotta act, girl, boy, how you feel, yeah, get it like that, that, bring the thing back with a body like that, make a player wanna snap, baby, get it like that. Money so bad, I don't even know, she can do it in the bed like she do it on the floor. You might wanna rap, but she'll make you sing, I'm the best. So you know I gotta do both. From the club to my car, from the car to my bed, girl, you ain't got a front, just get it how you live. You know what it is, I like it like that. Put that arch in your back and get it like that. And you know the deal, you ain't gotta act, girl, going how you feel, yeah, get it like that, that. Bring the thing back with a body like that. Make a player wanna snap, baby, get it like that, that. You know the deal, you ain't gotta act, girl, boy, how you feel, yeah, get it like that, that, bring a thing back with a body like that, make a player wanna snap, baby, get it like that.
Ziploc beat.
Ah, what up, though?
I stunt so hard to make the cops there. I stunt so hard to make the cops there. I stunt so hard to make the cops there. I stunt so hard to make the cops there. I stunt so hard to make the cops there.
Always around real niggas, I'm not square. All that hating on that pimpin', it's not clear. I'm ballin' on these niggas, it's not fair.
I stunt so hard to make the cops there. I stunt so hard to make the cops there. I stunt so hard to make the cops there. I stunt so hard to make the cops there. I stunt so hard to make the cops there. When they play us in the clubs where the shit slap, you better get your bitch or get your bitch snatched. You a small fry nigga, I'm a Big Mac. 50 cal make a nigga get back. This crack when I spit it, niggas relapse. I spit your niggas rent on my weed sack. Holler at a nigga if you need that. It's packed up in the club, a nigga we strap. Feet flat, blue flop, pick your mans up. When they put us in the club, bitch, you stand up. If you ain't got a drink, put your hands up. Shorty pants down, so I'm throwing bands up. Kiss them with the fit like cancer. I keep three hoes like Santa. You ain't know I'm mixing bowl with the Fanta. If you ain't talking about no dough, no answer. Always round real niggas, I'm not square. All I hating on the pimpin', it's not clear. I'm ballin' on these niggas, it's not fair. I stunt so hard I make the cops there. I stunt so hard I make the cops there. I stunt so hard I make the cops there. I stunt so hard I make the cops there. I stunt so hard I make the cops there. If you ain't been nowhere, then you don't know shit. You ain't been through the app if you don't know shit. That boy still real, nigga, no shit. Real talk ain't nothing worse than a broke bitch. I was taught to get the dough and stay focused. Niggas eating up the kids like locusts.
Fuck up a ride, wanna load it. Did I miss? I'm in the party with the whole clique. Straight fist to the fish, free skull bitch. Shit, my new bitch better than my old bitch. I throw away guns like old kicks, and I keep it 10,000 like old bricks. You still riding spinners, man, that's 06. 15's got you numb like a coke kid. I used to dope kick, now I'm getting show chips. Money so long, I can't fold it. Always round real niggas, I'm not square. All I hatin' on the pimpin', it's not player. I'm ballin' on these niggas, it's not fair. I thought so hard, I make the cops there. I thought so hard, I make the cops there. I thought so hard, I make the cops there. I thought so hard, I make the cops there. I thought so hard, I make the cops there.
Yeah, the pop radio, radio that pops. You tuning in to See Me Shine Saturdays. It got spent so hard, I made the cops stare.
Yeah.
That was sick with a new track. I stunned so hard, made the cops stare. Yada da me.
Yeah.
And before that, we was playing Easy. Would get it like that. Got it, I mean. Yes, we'll be have Easy in the building tonight at 9:30. We'll be calling him for his interview. He will be in the building. Mr. Don't Sleep. Got it, I mean. I'm telling you, that boy is out there getting it in. Mr. Don't Sleep is getting it in, man. For real.
You already know. Thanks.
It's See Me Shine Saturdays, man, and it's Saturday night. I know everybody's getting ready to go to that E-40 and Too Short, man, concert.
Blow the whistle.
Yeah. All right. Blow the whistle.
That's that shit.
Get stupid, go dumb, dumb, go stupid, go dumb, dumb.
Tell me when it go.
Tell me when it go. Tell me when it go. Tell me when it go. Dumb, 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 dumb. Hey, yeah, man. But you know, I'll be back in the building next time when they come up here, man. You know, what I'm saying I should have been calling in my connects to see if I could get into that show for free. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I'm from the Yay area anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, cut me in or cut it out. You don't go nowhere without Miss Boothanic. Cut me in or cut the fuck out. Anywhere you go, nigga, I go. Act like I'm your new shadow. Cut me in or cut it out.
Oh, you're not so serious.
Hey, you laughing. You laughing. Hey, look, this is my serious face. You can't see it right now. This is my serious voice, nigga. Don't fucking leave me out of shit. I'm going to everything.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of everything, you know, this Thursday it is going down at Elixir. We have S.Dot Madison and Skip Grant's birthday bash at the Elixir on Thursday. Yes, it will be at the Elixir. And we will be in the building, Soda Pop Radio, yada da me, at the Elixir. For Script Gang and S.Dot B-Day Bash. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? Since we all sort of popping, you know what I'm saying? And we all in this with Script Gang and, it's Skip Gang and S.Dot Madison. This is like I've been drinking on a little something. I've been drinking on some apple juice, y'all. But we definitely want to get into something right now. Let me see if I got it already and shit, you know what I'm saying? I got to get into it because definitely Skip Grant and S.Dot Matt is doing their thing. But check this out. This is a new banger right here. You heard it on Soda Pop Radio first. You know what I'm saying? It's a new banger by Skip Grant. I keep saying Skip. Like, I'm high or something, man. So, somebody blowing weed my way.
You have life, baby. You have life.
Somebody blowing weed my way somewhere. I can smell it.
Yeah, you probably can smell it through the phone.
But
you can smell it through the internet waves.
Through the waves. This is a new banger by Skip Grant called La. And, hey, I heard that today. It's a banger. So I told him, look, I'm going to play it on the station for you, bro, because you know how we do it. Soda Pop Radio supports his locals all day, every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Plus, I do got to say, if y'all are not supporting Soda Pop Radio, don't ask us to play your damn music or promote your damn music. If you can't like, share, or mention Soda Pop Radio.
Yes.
If you can't do nothing in the threes, don't ask us. Don't even sing your music to us. I wouldn't even.
We're not even gonna act like we're gonna blast your shit. We're gonna trash your shit, fam.
Straight up.
Get it.
I won't even call you or get in contact to play your music on the station. Y'all know what I mean? It is what it is. We're gonna break records around here. Y'all know what I mean? But let me get into this music by Skip Grant, Law. Definitely, it's a banger. Enjoy this shit right here.
And I'm blowing up that la-la. Set the cruise, we coastin'. Space suit swag, feel like he's floating. All through the atmosphere, I got a set. Who got the reps in here? A Dutch or I prefer a Swisher. And I ain't gon' roll, I want her to twist up. Lil' Missy keep my stash in the titties. Blow a nice little L with a splash of the Remy. Green bottle of the Green Crew. Damn you, Grand you burn it. Blow it out like a candle. Like he dread, Mr. Marley. Roll a spliff and get my car keys. Cause I'm out to take the cruise. Or 20 Avenue, you can bring your bag of soup. As life goes by, I'm getting high. I'm gon' fly, puffin' on the line. High as a kite, so I fly in the sky. Crazy man Z with the Michigan jersey. What up? The J. LaRose take a pull, then we right, kid. Light it up, I'm high as fuck. Oh, I think he like it. We only had an A plus, we get an O or something. Plus, my papa was a Rolling Stone. Got it from him, it's embedded up in my jeans. Forever seen, you can bet it's up in my jeans. Nah, I keep a jar though, but I keep a jar full. Cause I stay burning like charcoal. Stay up, I'ma hit my man Jeff when I wake up. So I can wake and bake and then go cake up. Cali flavors, Christian train wreck. But don't fuck with them, you ain't met Mary Jane yet. Find the speeds for pounds of peas. In the NYC, I'm blowing tower D's. Life goes by, I'm getting high. I'm gon' fly, puffin' on the line. High as a kite, so I fly in the sky. Take a blunt to the head. Keep some perk for the purse though. It's my shit, you ain't smoking up my personal. I keep them for me, myself and Irene, now I mean. And my Khalid L, I mean. Northside shooters, I ain't talking hoopers. Them boys that pull up in the hoopty with the roofers. Don't know no better, sit back, have a smoke session. Clique champagne, so effervescent. Take a whiff, come smell it, it's potent. Once you start choking, guarantee you're choking. Crowding up your lungs. This ain't that deep stand. Call till you can't talk, then take a deep breath.
This sick, but still world record. You know we tuned in with King Sean and Boo Thang on Soda Pop Radio. You know what it is. You know what it is.
Attention, all light as a feather, gravity-defying ass niggas. You need to get your weight up, player. It's ridiculous at this point. I mean, I can hear your light-ass chain rattling when you come in the club, nigga. Sound like Santa Claus. Just ching-a-ling-a-ling, ching-a-ling-a-ling. Riding around town in that light-ass vehicle. Every time your cell phone ring, your CD player stops. It's a damn shame, nigga. Your car ain't big enough. Your bank ain't big enough. Your gun ain't big enough. And your dank ain't big enough. Get your hate down and get your motherfucking weight up, nigga.
Sound like,
I'll be representing, representing. I'll be representing.
Represent for bad bitches all around the world. The way you put it down in between the sheets is like no other girl. You done took it to a whole nother level of freakiness when you blow my mind. To the point where all the other women kind of feeling like you stole their shine. So I better come weed it, and I better come fleet it. And I admit that I'm feeling a little pressure when you're telling me I better come get it. But I'm the man for the G.O. Can't nobody do it quite like I do. And the same go for you, we a match made in heaven. I'ma stand right by you while you stand.
Get on that thing. Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
Watch how I put it down.
Put it down like I only know you can do it. And I'ma hit every single one of your spots. There really ain't no need to walk me through it. But you can talk me through it. When I'm asking if it's mine, I'ma be your motivation. Just trying to see if you can break my fucking spine. I'm so attracted to the way you carry yourself and keep your composure. You a lady in the street, but behind closed doors, you a fucking soldier. A brother would never know, that's how you like it, huh? But that booty pack a mean punch and I'ma spike it, huh? While you play.
Get on that thing. Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
Watch how to put it down.
You're incredible, edible, unforgettable body. You're so angelic, cool, a rebel with a cause. Speaking in hypotheticals, could I marry you if I wanted to? I'll take you how you come and just learn to live with your flaws. Even though it's not that many, you give me that good and plenty. Then I walk around all day grinning, my mind and body is gone. That JJ so sublime, throw it in the air, return to sunshine. You make me wanna call the crib and say I'm never coming home. Lula, why you saying?
Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
Watch how to put it down.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Second money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women, cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills. Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Stacking money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women, cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
The poor honeys, I didn't need money. I was getting plenty back when I was living bummy. Funny is the man who tryna take something from me. Dummy, what you think, I wouldn't see it coming? Now I am, and always will be. Giving y'all 100% the real me. No imitation, mimicking the last. I'm headed for the future, you living in the past. I get cash, spend it off and I laugh it off. Money is no longer a problem. I don't acknowledge my enemies till they mask is off. Add them to the equation and solve them. I wake up early in the 8 a.m. Hit the gas and I'm gone. Riding through the city with my high beams on. I flip the script for the thriller, turned on my dreams. Cash rules everything around me. Cream and dollar bills.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Stacking money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women, cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
In the life of a ghost, the things that I fight with the most, the problems money bringing younger without sight or a coach. I write for the toast to the heights and flights to the coast, till greatness fades away with Mike in the post. Zend out, laxing in Phil's chair, build rare enlightening in quotes. Villain air, still aware that I'm discipling folks. Gangsta shit, not one of Larry's guys. Rather carry fives, very wise through these very times. Block sights, toss that ghost life decal on it. Turn it to the sky, make a sign of hope out of that spotlight. Pull my hardest out the darkness, keep my scotch bright. Investors clipping cigars, anticipating my stock spike. Money came by freedom, word to the homie Kane. Days Raekwon, which is a Cuban link, was his only chain. Catch me with Coley gang, stogies full of potent strains. Dodging my homies, tell the tenderonis to OBA.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans are call them ill. Stacking money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women, cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
The difference between us, I let whatever's on my mind spill. You're quick to quit something and me and Jerry on the grind still. Trying to find bills, we don't really pursue the fame. I'm trying to get money, my dudes are trying to do the same. And if that means that every night's just another city, then I don't need family, all I need is my brothers with me and a ton of sticky. It don't matter the cost of sale. My goal is not to succeed, my goal's just not to fail. We got it locked like jail and enough to post bail. And it seems respect goes to those with the most mail. Stashing and stacking checks and debts in a safety box. And if you had one chance with soda pop, you wouldn't chase the shock. I pace a lot through basic plots when the nights are long. To record companies give a million reasons to write a song. And that's dollar bills upon dollar bills. Tweeting with hip-hop heads that call us ill cause they follow skill.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Stacking money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
New Music Group presents the second annual Twin Cities Urban Music Awards. Live Friday, March 15th, downtown Minneapolis at Epic Event Center. Yeah, it's an 18 plus event. $10 in advance, $15 for advanced VIP. Doors in the red carpet ceremony starts at 9 p.m. Limited sponsorship packages available until February 15th. And check it, No Limit Forever Records, A&R, will be in the building.
What up, Twin City? This is Dollar Bill, A&I No Limit Forever Records. Come join me at the Urban Music Awards Friday, March 15th. And join me Saturday as we do the Showcase Showdown in Minnesota. Bring your A-game because I'm looking for talent. Maybe it's you.
Yeah. Soda Pop Radio. Radio that pops. It is See Me Shine Saturdays. And, you know, we really going to see these artists shine. You dig?
You dig.
Man, this is just another one of them beautiful days. You know what I'm saying? In a great Minnesota with all this damn cold weather. Man, it's still colder than a pimp's heart out there to me. You know what I'm saying?
And it hurts my body. This cold weather, you already know. It hurts me. I hate it.
All this damn snow and shit.
I know, right? That shit is ridiculous. I woke up in the morning like, what the fuck? Still been snowing since last night. Like, oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I don't know what to do about this song. All the shit I could do is make babies.
Yeah, I want to see another baby.
Oh, shit, man. That's all a motherfucker can do up here is hibernate.
Man, I don't want to see another one of them joints. Like, what? I'm pregnant. Oh, I hate to say it, but I'm going to the chop shop, Jack.
Definitely, definitely. But I do want to get in a little discussion about something. Yes. I'm going to get into it. Let me find where I put it. Definitely. You going to trim.
Okay.
There
okay.
you go. Okay, you know Minnesota is really a cold state with all this damn snow. So you know, all our surrounding areas is a lot of snow around here, right? So we have what? North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois. Those are the surrounding areas around us, right?
Right.
And Michigan. Right. So all the those are all the areas that definitely get snow, right?
Right.
Okay. I ran into an article. I even posted up earlier today what I was going to talk about. Why in North Dakota hockey fans was dressed like Klan members? Did you hear what I just said?
Okay, say that one more time because I really was not even focused. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to say like this.
Just the last part. Because I was listening to most of it. I just didn't hear the last part. Now, what was the last part?
Hockey fans dressed like Klansmen.
Oh, no. Why would they do something like that?
I'm going to tell you why. So, apparently, North Dakota, a high school in North Dakota. All right, it was Grand Forks, North Dakota. School official action was swift regarding a photo that appears to show three Red River High School hockey fans dressed like members of the Ku Klux Klan during Friday State Boys hockey semifinal game with Fargo Davies High School. Did you hear that shit?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Grand Forks, North Dakota. School officials' action was swift regarding a photo that appeared to show three Red River High School hockey fans dressed like members of the Ku Klux Klan during Friday State Boys hockey semifinal game with Fargo Davies High School. the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What? That's what I say about it. Okay, check this out. It says, we as a school are extremely disappointed with the behavior of these three students. This behavior is not a reputation of our school or student body. Red River High School principal Christopher G. Arson said that in a statement released Saturday afternoon. He also released a result of a school's investigation ending that the administrator have contacted the three students and their parents and appropriate action is being taken. The photo, which appeared on social networks, website, Twitter, showed the student section during the game. Many stores wore white clothing and white face paint, a tradition among some hockey fans called whiteout that was popularized by NHL's Winnipeg Jets. But three of the students wore white robes and pointed hoods and bore a striking resemblance to the costume of the KKK members. All righty then. Arson said that three students had not entered Ralph Inglass Arena wearing the inappropriate attire, but donned them at 6:48 p.m. after the first goal. He said they only wore the attire for 30 seconds to a minute. The students removed the attire after students around them told them how offensive their attire was, he said. There were three River Red administrators and two arena security guards in the student section during all this, he said, though the administrators learned of the inappropriate attire only after the game. The University of North Dakota student Shane Shusher, who took the photo, tweeted, I guess the Red River High Schoolers are racist. The photo quickly received numerous retweets and comments, now disapproving on the photo, which had been shared more than 1,000 times by Saturday morning. I will certainly not be cheering for Red River, tweet users TNVN said. This makes me disappointed in my alum mater, users Tina HM posted. Taking white out to a whole new level, users Amy Strupper tweeted. Twitter users Megan Cannell also didn't seem happy with the photo, but defended Red River and at Shane Shuster correction. Three of Red River students thought it would be funny just because they did it doesn't mean our school agrees. Davies boys hockey coach Brian Davidson said he knows the Red River fans dress for whiteout, but not seeing students in hoods. He said he did not expect any rival team to appear like KKK members. That's pretty tacky, he said. No, not in today's days, common. Come on. Red River head coach Bill Chass declined to comment on the incident. Davies High is named after Ronald Davies, a former U.S. district judge in Fargo who forced the governor of Arkansas to back down after the governor tried to interfere with the desegregation of Little Rock schools in 1957. I'm going to say that again. Davies High is named after Ronald Davies. This is a little bit of history for y'all out there. I'm going to say the names again. Davies High is named after Ronald Davies, a former U.S. district judge in Fargo who forced the governor of Arkansas to back down after the governor tried to interfere with the desegregation of Little Rock schools in 1957. Tom Davies, the judge's son, said Saturday, he's not sure if the three students wearing hoods and robes did so because they knew the story behind Davies High or if it was part of a whiteout. In either case, he said they were not thinking deeply. I'm familiar with the whiteout action and they caused me no concern, said Davies, a retired Fargo municipal court judge known for his stern lectures toward young adults who appeared to be for him in court. The hooded portion is something the school administration have to talk to the students about. They may not have attached any significance to their attire, but if they did, it was racially motivated. Then the school ought to take appropriate action, whatever that is. Wow. What do you think of that, Boutang?
I think that is just, I don't know, I really don't even have any words for it. That's just crazy. That's just a whole lot to take in right there. Like, I don't know.
Now, I mean, like, what is going on around here? First, the incident at the high school here in Minnesota with the babies, the dolls, I mean, hanging over the balcony. Now another high school in North Dakota is wearing KKK gear like it's no thing. What the hell is going on? Really,
I think they just doing something probably for some attention. I don't think. Well, I don't know. They probably would be serious about it, but I don't know. I think that's just some crazy shit.
Tell you the truth, they lucky I wasn't there, because if I was there, I'd probably be going to jail, because I definitely would have been snatching some people's hats, clothes off, or everything.
They get what they wanted, the attention right now.
They 15 minutes of fame?
Exactly. Whether they, was just bullshitting, or whether they really was, with that shit, about that life as a kid.
But as I said, though, ever since Obama been in office, a whole lot of shit been going on. A whole lot of racist shit has been popping up a whole lot. I've been fucking noticing it. I've been seeing this sign. A whole lot of shit been popping up. In high schools, you wouldn't see all that racist shit. It wouldn't be so much like getting so much attention in high schools. They wouldn't be talking about it. Ever since Obama been in office, it's been like a lot of racial shit been getting a lot of attention.
I don't think it has anything to do with Obama. It's just things are changing, and like life is just different from like when we was coming up. Like, it's the kids that's making a way for the new way out here or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just some crazy new stuff that's going on right now, and there's people that's from the 80s and shit. We just looking at it like, what the fuck is going on? But I don't know. It's just crazy, all of it.
Yes, it's definitely crazy. Definitely crazy. And I'm just trying to figure out like what the hell is going on, because as far as the signs that I've been seeing, I've just been watching. I never seen so many stuff like with the schools going on, the school shootings, the racist stuff. Because I keep up on my current affairs and stuff. I've been
sort of pop radio, me there. And everybody else up and in tune with what's going on out here in the world. Most of us, we're really not paying attention to what's going on out here. You know what I'm saying? And it opened my eyes up when you say certain things, and I be like, "Dad, he right." And he be like, "All these dumb motherfuckers out here, like, damn, I'm one of them dumb motherfuckers that's not paying attention to what's going on out here." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But y'all need to get into them, and because this Total Pop Radio, where it's at, y'all really need to tell y'all people to listen to this, because it could help everybody, all y'all out here.
Man, definitely, man. There's so much going on, people ain't really paying attention to, man, pertaining to us as people, period, that, a lot of people won't listen to, because, a lot of people don't listen to other radio stations that much, or other radio stations that much don't even bring out, like, the serious news or what's really going on. They'll just talk about what's going on in the cities and all that stuff, man, but there's more, it's bigger than just our city and stuff. Man, there's a lot of stuff that's going on around here that is just, like, real crazy, and it could be down, brought down to here. Oh, and I got another announcement. Please, parents, please, Pay attention to this. Do not let your kids go to school and eat any candy, please. For a simple reason, they got a drug called Molly. They're putting drugs in, you know, them little pop box you used to have and all that shit? Back in the day, little poppers you put in your mouth and, you know, these little sugar candies and it pops and all that stuff. It's crazy out there. So watch what your kids is taking to school and bringing back from school. Watch them, don't tell them, don't accept any candy from school because they're putting all kinds of stuff in these candies and shit like that. You never know, your kid might come back all wigging out, all crazy, because they ate some kind of, or she ate some kind of candy that they got from one of their friends, that one of their friends got from home, didn't know it was something else. Hey, it's crazy. Definitely it is.
Well,
definitely
I don't got to worry about that with my oldest son, because he not about to take nothing from nobody. He don't want nothing, nobody's fingers being on, touching or nothing. But my daughter, boy, I swear, probably a stranger danger in the van could be like, come here, little girl, come get this candy. She can be like, free, get some candy. But yeah, so we're going to talk to these kids about that.
Definitely.
Accepting candy.
Well, we're finna get back into this music. It is See Me Shine Saturdays, and we got Mr. Dumpsleep, a.k.a. Easy, in the building today at 9:30. We'll be calling him up for this interview. Yeah, you definitely know what it is. It is See Me Shine Saturdays on Soda Pop Radio, Rated at Pop. And we're going to get into this music by Akira Camille. Man, it's called Gorilla. 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 Gorilla.
Every sense of the fucking word. Shout patience at 27, got shot nerve. I don't fuck with people, nope, so don't fuck with me.
With me.
You wanna fuck, bitch, let's see how good your luck gon' be. I used to fight hella often back in high school. But then I graduated, now I'm fighting nothing but dudes. What's your problem, nigga? Can I help you? You looking at my war wounds or my tattoos? Or you looking at that big booty bitch that be riding? I know, huh, ain't she bad? Camille, me fuck, bitch, fuck if you bad, bitch, fuck if you got it, nigga, my homegirl named Buck 50, you wanna meet her, bitch. She live in my job, you wanna get acquainted with her, yeah, that's what I thought, don't be the cool one, big and fucking beast like, I fight a pit bull, once I make a tap out, I tell him sit, fool, big heavy hands, I'll smack the shit up out of you, that's only with my right hand, cause my left hand, keep that gin in juice, crazy out my fucking mouth. I challenge anybody, me against the whole club. If I take a L, don't worry about it. I'm tough,
hey, bro.
And plus I got my best on. I keep a couple of setbacks, I shout at, I be on one. Bitches try to slip my throat, some hoe niggas that shot at me. Don't they know that's blasphemy, not talking Deuteronomy. Fucking psycho Pisces, yeah, ho, check your astrology. Always make it out alive, cause I'm vicious and violent. Pulling my car was a bad idea, that's what you thought in retrospect. Swing from a tree, then beat my chest, and then I come and break your neck. You thought it would be handled, I guess. Cause you had to take a girl in the flesh is what you get when you try to flex. Fuck if you bad, bitch. Fuck if you body, nigga. My homegirl named Buck 50, you wanna meet her? She live in my job, you wanna get acquainted with her? Yeah, that's what I thought. Don't be the girl woman, a girl woman. I embody, I'm body, body. You be talking crazy at the gas station, I wanna see you. I put 15 on fab, but hit him with the diesel. His homeboy ain't want none, so that nigga just breathe. Daddy bucked and got rolled on. Now he know that it's a no-no. Fucking with homos. I don't need no bunch of niggas with me. I'm solo dolo. If bolos want you running from, bro, I put blood on your polo. I'm super sick with it on. Here she come. Y'all mustn't get it, bro.
get acquainted with her. Yeah, that's what I thought. Don't be the girl when you fuck. If you bad bitch, fuck if you body nigga. My homegirl named Buck 50, you wanna meet her? She lives in my jaw, you wanna get acquainted with her. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That was Akira Camille with Gorilla. Yeah, that is a hot track right there. Camille is coming back into the game, straight up, coming real hard. You know what I'm saying? She'd be back in the studio putting it down. She is a Double L representative, Lifeline Entertainment Music Group artist. Yeah, she's putting it down. She's back in the studio putting it down for the STP and the soda. Yada da me. Yeah, it is about that time for us to go ahead and get into this interview.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Soda Pop Radio. But let me do it. I'm going to play one more song while I get everything together. All right, this is Sherry Boy with Go. Yada da me.
Like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. I got your girlfriend by the throat saying, go, Chevy boy, go, Chevy boy, go. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. Oh, you didn't know I'm finna blow. I run that shit like a red light. I run that bitch like a red light. You ain't about to like square boy, get your head right. Back swag looking like you ain't getting fed right. I'm on my bread like a motherfucking spread knife. You want the fuckery that sneak this bluffery. And that's hacking, where the fuck the referee? Yeah, rocking that for the truck fit. Chevy boy, hop up out the pussy, better truck fit. After she give me long head like Stewie. Hop up in the drop, then float like buoys. I'm icy when it's 80 out. I'm at it when your lady out. Maybe out with the Haiti out. For haters, bring her rabies out. Then I bring the Katy Perry out. I got it if you need it, Grammy. Bitches on my Instagram. Make a rich bitch do me like coke. Coming, go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. I got your girlfriend by the throat saying, go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. Oh, you didn't know I'm finna blow. Saying, go Chevy, I run that Chevy boy, go. Slide in there, trend Delta and Southwest. Bad bitches sleeping up and never let their mouth rest. Get too loud, roll it up and make a siren. Lame bitch, you straight cause you're steaming like an iron. I'm a star, bitch, somebody told the truth. I go nuts every bar. Baby, move, move, keep hoes on deck like Navy boots. She want the sack, then I do the Tom Brady juice. These niggas got fallopian tubes. My clique make coke and opium move. Keep the hammer in the Chevy, that's a toolbox. Fresh kicks on with the brand new tube socks. Keep pee in the first degree. Break all the weed down till I see debris. You fucking with them ratchets on mechanics. Bars make another artist fall back like a Xanax. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. I got your girlfriend by the throat saying, go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. Oh, you didn't know I'm finna blow. Go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go. Bitch, I go pavement, concrete. Kick it off like shoes on the wrong feet. My niggas got that bank, Long Beach. I'm raw like most Hong Kong meat. Nigga, I want her, then she going. I be all up in her head like a sewing. I get the pussy wet, then play shower cap. Eddie Murphy shit, nigga plotting on the tower map. I get pissy off sangria. I'm cool off Chrissy like Yandy. Though I got hands like Moss, Randy. Still keep tools on belt, handy. She don't sing, but I make her hit a high note. Bitch, because you lame, you do everything that I don't. Got some shit a nigga smoke, who get high won't smoke, cause he won't come down like a scotto. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. I got your girlfriend by the throat saying, go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. Oh, you didn't know I'm finna blow. Saying, go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go.
You niggas gonna have to kill me. Taking over.
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. That was Chevy Boy with Chitlin Ghost. Got it? I mean, that's what it is, and it is what it is, and it is what it was. Chevy Boy with Go. You got it? I mean, well, it is 9:34. You know, we from in this late, but you know how it is. Sometimes niggas late for their own funeral. You dig? And we finna get in this interview. So we finna call up Easy, Mr. Don't Sleep. Let's see what's going on with this man that don't ever sleep.
The mailbox belonging to 61234371.
I know, right? Yeah, he already fell asleep already? Is that how it
Dang,
is?
Dang, I thought I was going to talk to the famous, the most infamous Easy.
Man, let's try this man again.
So
the mailbox belonging to 61234.
So I guess he ain't trying to answer his phone. So we're going to get back into this music until we can get a hold of Mr. Don't Sleep. He might be asleep. Wow.
Yeah, Mr. Don't Sleep, then fell asleep. Oh, shit. What have the world come to?
But, hey, this is Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. And you know what we on? We trying to get paid. This is a new shit by DMX. We trying to get paid. Y'all know me? Soda Pop Radio. Y'all know that I is?
Bitches. Only fucking killers, but the jail's full of snitches. A dollar ain't got a fucking thing to do with riches. They cheese, now I got pictures of what a bitch is. Got a cool gorilla, stalk niggas like roaches. Put niggas lights out, when I notice. You can go to the left, but don't lose the focus. Whatever the fuck you do, don't lose the focus. Ain't nothing changed, nigga, throw them R's up. Them blue on a higher booster, like them cars up. Bottos, locos, man, we are nuts. Know that's us when we tear shit up. What? We get it in, no motherfuckers doubt. Ain't gotta pop a nigga, I'll punch him in the mouth. That's a soft like funeral music, cut it out. The world, fuck is all the noise about, bitch. I'ma treat it like a duck. If it look like pussy, then just don't get foxy. We get down for real, blam niggas from the truck. And keep talking slick, but don't get stuck to. Cats making funny moves, and I don't know what you up to, but keep talking slick, and you gon' make me say fuck you. I'm a grown ass nigga, walk a lone ass nigga, bring it to you. Ain't a beefin' on the phone ass nigga. Nowadays there's so much bitchin' niggas. I
wouldn't be surprised if they was chicken niggas. They don't make them like they used to. Y'all better get used to a nigga keeping it real just because he choose to. They know I'm in some pain because I go against the grain. Go against the game. Show a nigga that they throw a nigga to blame.
What?
Heat niggas up.
I
double off the life. We deep nigga. Run.
Come on. Rattling E, bitch.
Pull up on the scene, bitches know my name.
TC,
young ass nigga, rep that fucking game. Never text that bitch unless she giving brain.
Nah,
never text that bitch unless she giving brain.
Nah,
came out the water like a pretty dolphin.
Splash,
nigga talking down, now he in a coffin.
Yes, sir.
I be on that green like a nigga golfing.
Wow,
always high as fuck, cause I do it often.
Blunt in my mouth,
drink in my cup. Bottles all day, yeah, nigga, fuck up.
Feeling splashy,
feeling splashy,
feeling splashy,
so splashy.
Blunt in my mouth,
drink in my cup.
Bottles on deck,
yeah, nigga, fuck up.
So splashy,
I'm feeling splashy.
So splashy,
feeling splashy.
Splashed on that hoe, cause that bitch tripping.
Splash.
2 weeks later, now she still dripping.
Drown.
I don't give a fuck, cause I'm smoking loud.
Loud.
Niggas got no swag, they so out of style.
Foul.
Word around town that them niggas hating.
Yes, sir.
Say they don't kill me, but I'm still waiting.
Nah,
I'm so fucking hot, I could live with Satan.
Yeah.
Hop up out my bed, bitch, I'm waking bacon. Yeah, I'm from Chicago, nigga, born and raised.
Eighth
grade, first time I got blazed. Hit that fucking blunt, I was in the sky.
Sky.
If you wanna match, you can't throw down five.
Nah,
drank a whole bottle and I almost died.
Drown,
drowning in that liquor, boy, that's suicide.
Drown,
got your bitch wetter than a slip and slide.
Drown,
switch gear, gang, bitch, I'm down to ride.
Niggas get popped when it's summertime.
Man down.
If you fuck with mine, I'ma pull that nine.
Man down.
Niggas get popped in that summertime.
Man down.
If you fuck with mine, I'ma pull that nine.
Man down.
In my mouth.
Drink in my cup.
Bottles on deck.
Yeah, nigga, fuck up.
Feeling splashy.
Feeling splashy.
Feeling splashy.
So splashy.
Radio, ready that pop. It is See Me Shine Saturday, and you in the building with Keyshawn, aka Mr. Do the Most, with my co-host Miss Who. There she go again. Technical difficulties. Who thing always have them. These technical difficulties. I don't understand it sometimes. Y'all know what I mean? But it is Soda Pop Radio.
I'm so sorry. Keith, I'm sorry.
Oh.
You know who it is. They fucking know who it is. Mr. Keyshawn, we don't got to tell them who your co-host is. These niggas and these young ladies out here, they know who it is. Miss LaShondra, a.k.a. Miss Who? Who
Thang.
Yeah,
are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? What the fuck? We do this shit. Soda Pop Radio, baby. These motherfuckers
get
in tune before I get mad around here.
Yeah, we've been playing some hot local music, man. I'm enjoying this local music that I've been playing. Yes, it is See Me Shine Saturdays. And it's dedicated to our local artists. You know what I'm saying? And our local artists is getting it in. Man,
yes,
last time I just played.
Yes, they are. I'm loving this shit. They really keeping it turned up around here, and I love it.
Man, the last song I just played was TC Snapback, Feeling Splashy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He going in.
Yes.
You feel me? Definitely. Hey, but I'm going to get into one more song, and then we're going to try to get a hold of Easy. You know what I'm saying? So we go ahead and do this interview. But, hey, check this out. This is one of the homeboys from the Cap, Laffa. Y'all know what I'm saying? Rise and Shine. You know what I'm saying? Double L's. You know what I'm saying? Sort of pop radio.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I mean? It's a familia. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. You know, of course, when I do step out into the club, you know what I'm saying? I do have my I be swag-niffed. You know what I'm saying? that rhinoceros. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I always be the main attraction, though, because, you know, I'm a hypey type of nigga. I come from the Yay area, you know what I mean? And I come from the Northwest. So I always be a main attraction. So I'm going to get into this next song by my boy, Neezy Nate Millions, called Mr. Main Attraction. You know what I mean?
You can find me in the peace. Posted up, done with these manners round me. She don't know no ass, she know where the swag be.
Okay.
Bottle after bottle popping all on me. Yeah, yeah.
Let out.
Mr. Main Attraction, Mr. Main Attraction.
Yeah.
Mr. Main Attraction.
Okay.
Mr. Main Attraction, Mr. Main Attraction. Mr.
Main
Attraction.
Whoa, whoa, Nizzy.
Walk up in the club, Mr. Main Attraction, Big C, cop a bottle and let's make it happen. One broad holla at me, that's a chain reaction. Bring a five-figure check to the bank and cash in. Cup full of SoCo, couple Four Locos, couple bad women trying to kick it in my dojo. I'ma need a couple more though. Bring a couple cameras, it can turn into a porno. Riding with the click, getting baked, no DiGiorno's. Keep a few L's, roll tighter than some cornrows. Shot after shot, getting drunker than a hobo. But all of y'all lame, play it safer than a Volvo. And that's how I prefer to do. Bottle service all night, it's really nothing new. I'm backstage, real G's right behind me. If you looking for the millions, baby, you know where to find me. Mr. All, y'all know me. That fresh start, young boss, new school OG. Ha, and I swear I'm feeling way gone. Looking for a bad little honey I could take home. And I'm a one night stand type man, but nobody else is gonna make her feel the way that I can. That's a fact, bartender, fill my cup. Cause when you the main attraction, man, you gotta live it up. And tell that showman, pull my Rover to the front. All black, dark tints, I'ma show you how to stunt. Ha. Man, I'm killing them. Swag on a zillion. Nizzy and his thing. Girls asking, is it really him?
Really him?
That's right, that's me. Oh, so flashy, and she know where the swag be. I'm up top with a model right beside me. If you looking for the millions, baby, you know
you
where to
find
me.
In the peace, posted up, sudden with these models around me. She don't know no ass. Put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up. And if you're walking like a model, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up. If it's a glass or a bottle, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up.
Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pop. We in the building on Steamy Shine Saturday. Y'all know what I mean? Yes, it is that hour, definitely, to get at the man of the hour. Y'all know what I mean? Hey, check this out. We got Mr. Don't Sleep in the building right now. Mr. Dope.
Yes, sir.
AKA Easy, what it is.
Yes, sir. Easy, baby. You already know I'm in the building, man. It is what it is. You know, everything can calm down now. You know, I'm here. So everything will be all right, man. It was good.
Yeah, because I thought we weren't going to talk to you for a minute. I thought I wasn't going to get you. Ooh, Easy, baby. What's good? I'm getting the sports of saying that.
Lego. What's coming down? What's going down? Oh, what are you talking about? Which one? Which one's your favorite?
My favorite is the one you're talking about, the video games.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and do them.
Yeah, I really like that. I don't know why, but...
That's funny. You was looking good. I'm like, oh, easy, baby. Why, thank you. You gotta go check out one of the shows or something. I think I'm acting like a groupie. Let me be cool. No, just yeah, 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 y people. I know they call me E, but dang.
Nah, I can't say E because I said the baby. I guess the baby. Like, I'm telling my friends, look at this video, like, ooh, this
nigga
is easy, baby.
I appreciate it very much, for real.
Definitely. So, easy, man, what's been going down with you, man? How's things going
man,
with you, man?
It's been work over here, man. I've been doing school, been doing college and stuff. I've been in there, been in the studios, trying to work out the equipment and all that. I got a couple blog videos and some tutorials I'm about to put up on my website. On it and everything, or probably about end of this week, I'm going to shoot a couple with my iPad and edit them up. So be looking for that. You know, www.easydontsleep.com. But otherwise, you know, I mean, I've just been working. I'm just trying to get these collabs done and just get caught up with mixing. Cause everybody knows I really don't sleep. I do so much, man. I edit videos, shooting videos, directing, mixing, engineering, not to mention doing my own music. And then promoting for some of the people that are on Rise and Shine, of course, including the radio station, too. You know, I've been helping with promotion for that, too. So it's been just a lot of work lately, man. That's really
Definitely. Well, you know me, man.
Don't sleep.
You know me. I got questions for you, know what I'm saying? People want to know about Easy, so, man, we got to put some stuff together to put out there for your listeners and, you know what I'm saying, your fans, man. So I'm gonna get into these interviews with these interview questions, man. All right. First one is, you know, the basic is, like, what age was you when you first started rapping?
I really started rapping heavily in 2004. How many years ago was that? That's probably what? 7 years ago? Seven years ago? And, you know, I was about 19, 20, you know what I mean, around then. And I didn't rap before, you know what I'm saying? I was in the class, like in the lunchroom at school, and one of my homies was like, hey, does anybody want to rap? And I just raised my hand. You know, that was it, because nobody else would. You know, and it was something I never did before. I used to listen to a lot of Jay-Z and a lot of Eminem, and I was like, well, I mean, it should be fun. So, went over to his crib, he showed me a couple programs, he showed me how to line stuff up, and that was it. It was history from there. I never stopped.
Definitely.
2004, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Never stopped.
What, who, where, and when is your biggest motivation when making music?
Ooh. When making music, it's from a number of things. To be honest, lately, I mean, I know a lot of people do know, and a lot of people don't. I am expecting a son, and it really has been that. That's really been driving me lately. It's just been the fact that I am going to be a father very soon here, about 2 months now, and I'm about to go hard. That's really all it is. You know what I mean? At this point in time, it's like, you know, I either got to do it for real, or I got to step back and go be a father, and it wouldn't be any more easy. So,
definitely.
I mean, if people want me to continue to do easy and continue to make music, you know, I really encourage people to, to try to do, hit the plays and try to listen for me, you know, because that's really all it takes is just a couple of listen, a couple of plays, you know, at the end of the day. But, you know, I still am about to be a family man pretty soon here, so, you know, I'm going to have to break off if it doesn't go the way I planned it, but I'm working very hard, and hopefully work, you know, the hard work will pay off, hopefully.
Well, you can do it in your spare time, because we don't want to miss Easy Baby. You can do it. Look at me. You can do it in your spare time, because I definitely have people like, oh, okay, Easy, okay.
Yeah, they like it. They feeling it.
They love it. Like it. These motherfuckers love it. You're doing your thing. I'm here to tell you. That's what's up.
Okay.
Definitely that.
Definitely.
For real.
And okay, you know me, I get personal, up close and personal, you know what I'm saying? I do my research and shit, so check this out. Did the move from California to Minnesota change how you made your music because of the different atmosphere and the vibe?
Yeah, actually. That's actually a really interesting question. Yeah, no, when I was out in Cali, you know, in Cali, they got the hyphy movement. They got the treads. They had the jerk movement. You know, they were doing all that out there years ago. And it's crazy because, you know, the way a lot of these kids, you know, people are dressing out here and the jean jackets and the piercings, all that, they were doing that years ago. And I remember back in the day, you know, people used to be like, oh, what is that? You know, why the hell they wear not? Nowadays, everybody rocking the shit, you know what I mean? But out there, you know, I was making more of the jerk movement, like the jerk stuff. Like I did Let Me Hit, with the influence heavily from, of course, Oakland Music, the Bay Area, and stuff like that. But then when I came out here, I got introduced to Atmosphere, Slug, you know, stuff like that, like real, real, real heavy hip-hop. And I, you know, I'm not going to bullshit. I liked it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hate. You know, I like all art. You know what I mean? So I took some influences out of there, and it really helped my music to be a little bit more lyrical, content, even if it is a jerk song or even if it is a trap song or something like that. If you really listen to what I'm saying, it's like the bars are actually put together very well.
Definitely.
You know, so that's really what influences it. It's the fact that people out here, man, they have content in what they're saying. They have content in the raps, and that helps me to kind of add the bang and add the content in the songs I do.
Definitely. That's what's up. So you go to school for music. How does that help you in your own music career?
Oh, man, it's crazy, dude. Like, at my school, it's interesting because, you know, I've been doing music for so many years. It's like the teachers don't understand that I do have a lot of the knowledge already. So when I'm in class, you know, I sit right next to the teacher. I don't goof off. I don't sit in the back or nothing like that. I sit right next to him, and I do the stuff that he's doing right there. And then every once in a while, the teacher will lean over and be like, you know what you're doing, right? And I'm like, yeah. And I'll be like, okay. You know, so I flew through first semester, you know, very easily. Second semester is also, this has been very easy. It's been pretty much a lot of review, just tempo and basic music stuff. But one thing it has helped me with is my technical side of things, is using Pro Tools and stuff like that, that I've gotten so much better at using it lately. So expect a lot better content to come out over the next few months. A lot cleaner, cleaner songs, better mixes and stuff like that. Plus I'm in the big boy studios now. I'm in the studios with every where Michael Jackson recorded in all of them. Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, the old Fly Time building.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Yeah, hey, y'all need some engineering, y'all definitely got to get at Easy.
Holla at me.
Yeah, he will engineer and mix you down and master it. Yes, definitely.
Go right to the website. Go to the website. If you go to the website and go to the contact me section, just send me an email if you need something mixed. Just send me an email.
Definitely.
It goes straight to me. And, you know, if you need something mixed, charge $10 a track. Send me some. I have it sounding crispy. It's great for me to practice with, and I can use it in class, so it'll help. So, you know, if you need some mixing, just hit me up on the website.
Definitely. Now, do you think because you go to school, you have a bigger and better advantage?
You know, I wouldn't say a disadvantage. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie that actually it was very easy to learn a lot of things that I learned by myself without college. You know, so mm-hmm. I do want to say that I encourage people out there that can't afford college or that feel like they can't go to school to still try it and still do it and still master your craft, because the information is still out there. All you got to do is find it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So everything that I learned without school. And the only reason I started school is because, you know, no bullshit, once you do get in the industry, you know, they do want to see that paper. They do want to see, you know, your degree. They do want to see that you know what you're doing if you want to make some real money in this game. And that's just how it is.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, I mean, I got an advantage. A little bit, but you know, yeah, anybody can have that advantage. You know, just put your mind to it. Anybody can have it. Dude, I was nobody from Oakland. I was nobody. You know, and now I got offers from Def Jam. I've had offers from Sony. I've been working with some pretty high names. I've done a lot. You know, single handedly, and then not to mention my team lately that I've had on, and they've been helping me tremendously. You, Sean, as everybody don't know, Sean is my manager. You know, he is a beast at what he does. So, you know what I mean? And that's really it. So, yeah, I do have a little bit of advantage.
That's what's up. That's what. And all the people that you artists you met and worked with, give me some of the best experience that you had with them.
Ooh, I'd have to say some of the best experiences that I've had were the ones when I was down in Oakland, or not down in Oakland, but down in Atlanta. When a couple years ago, I took a trip down to Atlanta with Peanut the Artist. When I was down there, man, I ran into a couple. I ran a little Scrappy. Around him in the bar, you know, it's funny because he's a cool ass nigga, but man, he looked just like he's in there on the pictures. Like, he looked like a bulldog, like he's always angry.
Right.
So, but he cool, man. He cool, you know. And then who else did I meet down there? I met Paul Mooney. That was funny. I was walking through Phipps Plaza, and then it's right across from Lenox Mall. And I was walking through there, and they got, like, the Gucci store. They got all that stuff in there. I'm walking through there. I look up, and I just see Paul Mooney. He's in there. He got, like, a bodyguard with him. I'm with my sister. And I'm just looking at him. He looks down at me. And I go out. I go, "What's up, Paul?" And he goes, "Oh, you actually know who I am?" I'm like, "Yeah, I know who you are, man." They go, "Nah." He's like, "Oh, who is this?" And he looked at my sister, and she just walked right past him. He's like, "Oh, she doesn't know who I am," and she started just getting at him, and he started just getting at her, making jokes at her, and cracking at her. It was hilarious, dude. I was dying.
Oh,
but that was probably one of my favorite memories of meeting a celebrity, just out randomly. It was when I met Paul Mooney. That was hilarious, man.
You've been doing big things, man. So who would you like to see yourself working with in the future, local and national?
Ooh, local? I'm really looking forward to this MNFATS collab. I've been getting some words on MNFATS might want to do a collab, and I'm really looking forward to that, because that's actually something I really was trying to do earlier last year when I got back out here. For local. In the industry, I'd have to say I'd want to work with Luda. I'd want to work with Jay. Probably even J. Cole, and I think even like Kanye or Kid Cudi would be dope to work with. One of them.
That's
tight.
Pharrell.
I can't forget the boy Pharrell, because Pharrell go hard. I can't forget him.
Yeah,
I would love to work with that
too. I do see a Pharrell
the
and a Kid Cudi.
Because both of them.
Yeah,
I do see a Pharrell and Kid Cudi, man. Especially Kid Cudi and you together, I think that'd be a cold ass motherfucking song right there. Interesting song right there. That'd be big ups right there. Definitely that. We're gonna have to make that happen. We definitely need to make that happen.
We need to just see Easy period out here on these TVs, in these videos, on these awards. Because I swear on everything I love, like, this nigga is really, and I don't mean to sound, you got to excuse me, I'm just so hood, but, like, you really your thing, damn, like, this shit, like, I'd be surprised that, you know, these artists out here doing their thing like this just from Minnesota, mm-hmm. because I had a whole different perception of these people from Minnesota. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, no. Like,
yeah.
Why did I come here? Like, you know what I'm saying? But now I'm meeting these other people, and I'm learning about y'all. Like, y'all really do y'all think. I love it. Shout out to you.
We out here. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I have no idea. But, yeah, that's something. I've been out here for some years grinding, you know. So, yeah.
Well, I'm just learning about you, and I love you already. So, guess what the other people don't think. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm putting you out there. I'll be telling everybody. I'll be reposting your shit. That Sean be posting and everything. For real.
Hell yeah. Thank you. She's in the movie. We got to get her a shirt, Sean. We got to get her
a shirt. Definitely. We are.
Yeah, please. I would love to wear one of those shirts.
Get her info. Let's get her a free Don't Sleep shirt.
Definitely.
Please.
Okay, I'm gonna go to this last question, and then we're gonna get into your song. So, what do you think about the Minnesota industry right now? The music industry right now in Minnesota.
Well, the industry right now, I think, is in a state of new growth. I think people are just now starting to realize how important the unity of us all is. You know, when you go down to Atlanta or when you go to Oakland, when you do anything like that in the music scene out there, people are tight. People know each other. People work together. They promote each other. They're on the corners every day. They're always hustling. They're always grinding because that's just the way it is. There's always competition out there. You know, out here, downtown goes to sleep. You know, in Atlanta, the city never sleeps. There's always somebody on the corner trying to sell a CD, push their music. Oh, you know, we got a flyer up, a poster up, doing a show, P. Diddy. You know what I'm saying? There's always something going on. And I think that Minnesota is just not starting to get there to where, all right, we do got to work constantly. We do got to keep going. And, you know, I was kind of hoping to be a catalyst in that, too. That's why I started that Don't Sleep movement, you know, the whole Don't Sleep, work movement. So I wanted to bring that from when I went out to Atlanta. I wanted to bring that energy from down there to here. You know, and especially doing my shows. Another thing, a lot of artists out here think that they're doing a thing on their shows. Really not. I'm going to be 100% honest. You have to put a show together for us. You know, do something. Do some body movements, you know. You know, do a costume changes. You know, it's easy to make yourself in the theater, to make your show that much better. And if you do that,
definitely.
I'm telling you, just the energy is going to be so much different out here. You know what I mean? People just need to master their craft. That's really what all it boils down to, is just master your craft. It is a craft. All
right. Well, we're going to get into the song. We're going to get into the song by you.
Yeah, baby.
You want to introduce this single that you have that we've been promoting and pushing, man. Would you please introduce it to the masses?
It looks like we're about to play. Go ahead and do them. You already know, available on iTunes right now. My all video game, all hip-hop trap anthem. Produced by Dex Dynasty. Let's get it. Thank you. Easy Don't Sleep, baby.
Yeah. Go ahead and do 'em.
Yeah,
man, is that your girl? She duking on my nukem. You niggas, sweet nougat. I'm fly. Know why? Cause I get up on the mic and just go fucking stupid. My flow is so bubonic, ionic. Like the bitch, but we're platonic. Run shit, I guess I'm Sonic. I shit, I vomit. Rise and shine the whole year. Summer green top. Hard shell got me screaming. Cowabunga, cowabunga, bunga. Go ahead and do it. Left arm, Mega Man. Oh shit. Yo girl, bad, huh? My girl, Metroid. Run up, blast you for a brick the size of a Game Boy. Yo block on my list, I build stacks like Tetris. A evil resident, I eat your ass up quick. I'm hot, so them hoes might need shorts, cause I work it out. We sports, yeah. Go ahead and do it.
I'm a smart guy.
In your hood. Like a Jedi.
Yeah.
Get pop. Go nah.
Right.
From down the block, I don't bitches. Far cry. I'm on the roll, I pro skate. Yeah. Got metal gear and a long snake that get these hoes all wet. I back hunt with no bait.
Yeah.
And these rappers feel they killing me. Well, that'll be a Final Fantasy.
Easy.
Go ahead and do it right. Go ahead and do it, yeah. Do it, yeah. Now go ahead and do it, yeah. Go ahead and do it, yeah. Jumping here's in the next spot. I'm high as hell on the next spot. All up in your Xbox. All up in your Xbox. We go hard, who is you? You'll get played, PS2. In this bitch with a full glass. Now I'm seeing shit, Dreamcast.
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio, Radio to Dallas,
yeah.
Pops. That was easy, but go ahead and do them. Yes, on CD,
yeah.
Shine Saturdays. I'm telling you, boy, that shit goes so hard, man.
That boy
go
hard. Oh, my God, I love it. I love it.
That's what I'm
saying. I love it.
Definitely, man. Hey, you already know how I feel about your music, man. I don't even have to keep telling you about it, man. But you surprise
right,
me every time.
Man,
you surprise me every time, man. And we got some new shit that's going to come out about to knock y'all teeth back into y'all throats in a minute. This new collabo CD.
Yeah.
This new collabo CD, boy, they're going to be like, damn, where he come from? Wow,
that's easy.
Don't sleep, man. Y'all gotta go www.easydontsleep.com. Definitely get on the movement, I'm telling you. Oh, and I forgot, I have to tell you too, you got people over in the west, northwest, in Washington and Oregon pushing that hot ass logo of yours. I ain't never seen nobody's personal logo that damn hot.
Hey,
know,
that's
right?
A compliment to John Polito. Hey, that's John Polito, man. He's a beast. I had the idea for the logo, and he the one that brought it to life for me. And it's actually a very good logo, and I thought, I can't wait to get it like stylized and get some different colors and stuff like that. I'm about to get that on shirts everywhere. It's about to be everywhere. You know?
Hey, yeah, you
so,
got people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got everybody on the West Coast pushing that motherfucking logo, man. I pops up and I got people sharing it already. I'm like,
that's
damn, for real? That's what's up. Yeah, what's up?
That's what's
hey,
up,
but,
man. We all the way out there. And it's, I also got just got a fan from, I just got my first friend from Turkey. All right, I got a couple fans from out there. It's Istanbul.
That's what's up.
Yeah, they just start following me on Twitter, you know, hit me up on the Facebook, and they're just like, hey, we really enjoy your music out here, blah, 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 they're pushing it, so. Yeah, I'm becoming worldwide all of a sudden. Now I'm overseas all of a sudden. It's real nice.
Definitely. Nice. Hey, if y'all got any questions right now, y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167.
Yeah.
Once again, that's 714-242-6167. We got Mr. Don't Sleep in the Building, a.k.a. Easy. Y'all get out here and let them know what's going on. Ask some questions that y'all want to know about this, man. Because you only got
ladies,
a few minutes right now.
Look, for the ladies, this is Mr. Easy, baby. Call
in,
talk to this man, ask him anything.
Definitely. Hey, definitely, we got have a caller in queue. Hopefully they didn't fall asleep because they've been sitting in queue for a while. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and get them in queue. This is a 612-750 number. Let's see if they still online.
Caller, you on air.
What's good? It's Danny from the North Side. I know I've been MIA much, but, you know, man, I love the Soda Pop Radio, Miss Book Day, Mr. DJ Keister,
hey,
and the one and only Easy is in the building. The tallest short man I know in the city. What is going down? Hey, I really do got mad respect for anybody who knows Danny. I am one of the biggest music critics out here.
Uh-huh.
You know, I truly do, hands down. I will tell you if you're whack. I will tell you if it could be higher. I am one that will look at you and say, I'm so sorry, you need to go find a day job. Easy, mad props to you. You have never heard
that. I'm that.
You have never heard that speech, so Easy, please don't sleep. I do have to ask, though, because, you know, I rep the North Side, like the heart of the Twin Cities. So I have to let you just, you know, let the people know, for the record, how many, because I know it was a question you asked, so I have to ask the answer, because I guess, but I want to know if I'm right now. Right now, I think I'm at... Okay, last I counted was like 32 metaphors. How many exactly metaphors, gang metaphors, is in that song?
Ooh, that, I do not know, actually. That's funny. Actually, I do not know. I do not know. The little known fact about a lot of the music that I do that a lot of people don't know is that I actually don't write a lot of it. Back when the whole Jay-Z and Lil Wayne thing was happening, when they were doing the don't, you know, they don't write anything in the studio, I was actually really interested in it, and I taught myself how to do it. So a lot of my songs I actually don't write down. I literally just do them right there in the studio.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so I do not know. I'm going to have to count that. Now. Yeah, we got to make a tally of that, Sean.
Yeah.
We have to get
get on the pressure.
She gave him something to think about.
And we have to tally up the metaphors.
I don't know, to be honest. So, yeah. Wow,
I'm
jumped up yet. I don't have an answer for that. I feel bad.
I mean, it was a question, you know, and I got turned 32, and I was like, I could be wrong. And I never asked, and I was like, dang, but no, Easy.
I made you say what you said.
And then I'm kind of hurt because y'all offered this birthday a T-shirt, and I'm like, I can't even buy one. What's going on?
The T-shirt is actually online. It's on my website, actually, in the merchandise section. I got
okay,
it there.
Okay, I don't know because I don't do
order.
Websites and stuff, but you know, I'm going to have to go look.
Yeah, I was going to say, but... You know what? Since you got that number, since we had that number, if we can figure out how many metaphors is in there, let's give her a free shirt, too.
Okay.
Metaphors is actually in that song. Let's figure out how many metaphors is actually in that song. And, Sean, we're gonna get her a T-shirt, too, so get that info, too, before you can...
Hey, Easy, I'm going to let you know right now. Danny is part of the team.
Yep. Yes, sir.
She's another arm of mine. You know, when we the video shoot we had up there at Mystic, that is the woman right there. That is her.
Definitely.
Right there.
Yeah,
yeah,
we got
definitely.
We gotta get her a
T-shirt.
Yeah. Get that in.
Yeah,
both.
Definitely.
I got some mates. So I got some on deck. So yeah, we gotta get her one.
Definitely. And Danny, It would be you the one be talking about some damn metaphors, you damn critic.
Hey,
it was a good question. I didn't know. That's crazy. Like, I'm gonna have to go in there and
I literally sit there and I am one that I will. You have to paint the picture for me. I'm sorry. I don't like lying. You know,
exactly.
I'll read between the lines. I don't want to do that. I need to truly know what you're trying to tell me, sell me, or something. A lot of artists, and if you're listening, please hear close because Easy is a great, great model for this. If you're wondering why a lot of the harder people to sell, a person like me, I'll be honest, last album I actually purchased the full album was Jay-Z's Black Album. And I'm going to tell you why I stopped buying music
too.
After that moment. I don't know what's up with this Lil Wayne phase. and I'm going to call it a phase.
Yeah.
But I do not, I don't have ADD. I'm sorry. I'm not ADHD. I need a topic. Okay. Metaphors are great. I love it.
She gets it. Right, nigga.
I love them. They really keep me on my toes. But, bro, if I cannot put together what the hell you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
You lost me.
That's really what it boils down to.
It's straight garbage. I'm grown out here. I'm sorry. My first experience with hip-hop was Sugar Hill Gang, and I can go all the way back to being about 5 or 6 talking about hip-hop, the hippie to the hippie to the hip-hop. Hip-hop. Rock it to the bang bang, boogie to up jump, the boogie to the rhythm, the boogie beat. And
that's
right there, right there, that moment was like, what the hell? He just sat up here and put beats in his mouth. It was awesome. So, I mean, and you knew that right there, like, and he had a message, and it was something he needed to get out. But he had to do something to catch your attention. I get that. You know, they want to catch the attention, but it's either way you put it together and what you're saying and how you're saying it. And it's a complete metaphorical song. Like, this is what I've been trying to get you to see with Wayne. He's not complete. The thought isn't complete. And go ahead and do what you thought is complete from beginning to end.
A lot of these, thoughts. Rappers, their thoughts aren't complete. They saying crazy stuff out here that's really not making sense.
Wayne's notorious for that. He'll just say something just hella random. It'll just be so random. And people like, oh, man, or whatever. Yeah,
and
that whatever.
That just makes me go back and think about when Dro was out here, and he was like, my feet are amphibian. And I was like, feet? Like, feet is already plural. Like, what the fuck, nigga, did you go to school? Your feet are amphibian? Like, what? You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
That shit was crazy.
Get
to
me. At him.
Get I'm just saying. That's why that nigga ain't out here no more. Talking about his feet. Right. Like, no, nigga. That was already plural. He fucked
no,
up.
No, nigga.
Let's both thing go in.
I mean, that's just me. I don't mean to go in. It's just I say what I feel and. You know, sometimes it offends people, but I don't mean to. It just come out that way. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you was offended when they did it. That's what happened.
Because I was saying that he didn't. I was offended because he's famous and he didn't go to school and I did.
Yeah, that right there.
We're going to have to end this right now because, you know, we got a few left in the show. But Easy, I like to say thank you for stopping through, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. The music is hot, and we definitely gonna push you to the top, man, because your lyrical content is not ADHD.
Thank you. Hey, wow, that's
so. But
amazing.
We finna get into this.
Thank you.
Hey, shout out! Tell them how to get a hold of you and how to get your music, so they know how to where to go to and how to get it.
You already know, man, anybody can just go to www.easydontsleep, that's ESYDONTSLEEP.com, and you can check out everything there. I got my live TV show on there. If you go to the video section, I got RNS TV up there. I got all my videos, all my music you can listen to, free downloads. You can buy T-shirts in the merchandise section if you want to support. I'm going to be doing a lot of contests. So pretty much anything that I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be funneling through that website. So just stay tuned and then sign up in there. If you want to follow me, sign up for the mailing list. But it's all going to be right there in one convenient place for everybody. So, easydontsleep.com.
Definitely. And we're going to get into this last song of the night. And this is from Easy right now. It is banging it. Hey, this is going to be in the club soon. And if this is what they're doing right now, because they – in the club right now, I'm finna get messed up. So here it is. Y'all better in your trunk. Y'all gotta have this in your cup. Everybody knows about this. Yada da me, Patron. Yada da, by Easy.
Look, do you got a got the VIP, well nigga, I am getting it. Pouring out the style, yeah, the shit I whip these bitches with. And I make it rain, better grab up your umbrella quick. You say I'm a little nigga, well you are irrelevant. Banging out the trunk like putting speakers on an elephant. Air Force One fly while it dead president. Nigga, for that money we will run up in your residence. Merkin nigga, head bust, leave no evidence. Manner swag is on point, kinda like a picket fence. You look like your brain good, I hope that you don't take offense. But I know you understand, cause all I say is making sense. Now show me to the toilet, this patrol just got me saying shit.
You know,
swag turned up,
you know.
Hit me, hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Tell them fill it with patrol, fill it with patrol. Hit me, hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Man, I'm chilling in the club,
you know.
Swag turned up,
you know.
Hit me, hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam.
Okay.
Tell them fill it with patrol, fill it with patrol.
Oh,
a little swag with some liquor, I am what you get. Ask me when I'll sober up and I'll say in a little bit. Beast up in the sheets, better watch out who you fucking with. And I don't mean McDonald's when I say that I'm loving it. Said she heard my music, now she in love with my tongue and shit. I take her to the crib and I hit it like a ton of bricks. Girl, I'm off the chain, you ain't into all that kinky shit. Well, baby, I'm a army, I hope that body come equipped. Yeah, and my cup of eyes are overflow. Get this beat the business, where the fuck I put my overcoat. Man, I need to slow it down before I go and overdose. But my flow be the sickest, it's liquors like that came against the club.
You know,
swag turned up,
you know.
Hit me, hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Tell them fill it with patrol, fill it with patrol. Hit me, hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Man, I'm chillin' in the club. Swag turned up.
Hit
me, hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Tell them fill it with patrol, fill it with patrol. Hit me, hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam.
Full of Patron, I'm chilling in this club. The ladies love my swag, so they gotta show me love. She said her name Vanessa, no one do it better. Took her to my crib and then we fucked up on the tub. That's what's up.
Yeah, she the best, that's why I fucks with her. Little bit of everything like a TV dinner. Girls catch papers when they see me with her. Put that shit to bed like a motherfucking babysitter.
Look, hater niggas better walk it out. Catch me in the club with a bottle standing on the couch. Probably with a model, a part of me is in her mouth.
So money better tax me and think I shit the truth in the club.
You know,
swag turned up.
You know,
hit me, hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam.
Okay.
Tell them fill it with the trunk. Fill it with Patron. Hit me, hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Man, I'm chillin' in the club.
You know,
swag turned up.
You know,
hit me, hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam.
Okay.
Tell them fill it with Patron. Fill it with Patron. Hit me, hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Man, I'm chillin' in the club.
Soda Pop Radio, if it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Soda Pop Radio, if it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
This portion of Soda Pop Radio is brought to you by Shaka Convict School of Nails Design.
At Shaka Convict School of Nails Design, where you can get your degree in 6 to 8 years. Shaka Convict, where you did the crime and now it's your time to make other people shine. That Shaka Convict School of Nails Design.
Hi, my name is Ruth Booties Russell Simmons and I'm here with a testimonial for Shaka Con Nail Designs. In my 46 years locked up at Stillwater Correctional Facility, I'm also proficient now in doing nails, hair braidings. I braided nuts hair, I've braided chest hair, I'm going to be doing nails. So if you're locked up, make use of your time. Don't just spend all your time giving away your behinds. And when you get out and you can do something with yourself. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
any program.